The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Do you love green salsa, but aren't quite sure how to grow tomatillos? I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and today I'm going to explain to you how to grow your own tomatillos, as well as their close relative, the ground cherry. Now, when I mention tomatillos to some people, they look at me like, what are you even talking about? Because they're kind of a different fruit. They're a relative of tomatoes, but they look kind of more like a Japanese lantern with that papery husk that covers the fruit. They're super easy to grow, though. That's the good news. A lot of people in most parts of the country, and even around here in this northern climate, we can direct seed it in the garden. It'll be a later crop, but it'll sure grow and provide plenty of tomatillos for you by the end of the season. Since I like to have mine closer to when the cilantro is blooming, I start mine inside, about 6-8 weeks before it's safe to set it outside. And they don't take much frost, so now we're talking for me March or so, I'll start seeds indoors. Now, I'll just put them in one pot, and as they have their first leaves, I'll transplant them to individual pots. And then just keep them inside and in the greenhouse until they're ready to go outside. Now, when you plant them outside, whether you direct seed or whether you're planting individual plants, you want to give them plenty of room. These are very prolific growers, and so give them 18 to 24 inches apart. So give them lots of space to spread, and also keep in mind that they'll grow easily 2 feet tall, sometimes taller, depending in warmer climates. So it's a pretty good sized plant, so give it ample room. So once you plant in the ground, pretty easy care. It really thrives in nice warm climates in the warm summer. Make sure it has good watering and ample nutrition. So fertilize it if you need to. Time release fertilizer works really well throughout the summer, so you don't have to worry about it. So it's a pretty happy plant, easy to take care of. The tomatillos are ready when the husks start to open up. So some will still be green, some varieties take on a little bit of an orange tint, and there's actually some purple varieties too, which I'm trying this year, which I'm really excited. So, but the husks will start to open, and you definitely want to get all your tomatillos picked and put away before a hard frost, because they will not stand the cold at all. And so even if there's more than you can use at the time, pick them, keep the husks on, and put them in a plastic bag and say put them in your vegetable drawer. And they will stay for weeks, really. They stay really, really a long time. And to make the green salsa, it's super simple. It's just garlic. Sometimes people put onion and the tomatillos, usually a couple of pounds of those, and you blitz them in the food processor and add some vinegar, a little bit of oil, sugar, what else? Cilantro, and sometimes a dash of cumin, and definitely jalapenos. So you can check online for recipes there. A lot of variations, but that's a really nice basic way to go. Just get your chips and go crazy with that one. The cousin of the tomatillo, like I was mentioning, is the ground cherry. This is a super fun one to grow, especially if you have kids. Very similar in appearance. Sprawls a little bit more than a tomatillo does. Doesn't quite grow as upright. And instead of fruit that's, say, 1.5-2 inches in diameter, the ground cherry's fruit is only about 0.5 inch in diameter. So it's about the size of a marble. And it's ready when it starts to fall off the vine, which is why it's called a ground cherry. And there's also quite a bit difference in the flavor, too. It doesn't have the almost tomato-y flavor, albeit mild, of the tomatillo. It tastes more like pineapple is the closest thing I can use to describe it. It's very sweet, very good. Kids love it. When our Sam was little, he would plop himself down at the ground cherry patch and just sit there peeling them and popping them in his mouth. So really, really popular one for kids. And once again, really easy to grow. Very similar. You want to either direct seed it or start plants inside if you want an earlier crop. Now, with both the tomatillo and the ground cherry, one thing I do have to warn you about is they can be a little bit weedy. If you leave one fruit, it will just go like crazy. So if you're really concerned about that, be diligent about picking them all. If you're like me, where you're just happy that it reseeds itself and that you don't have to worry about that next year, then just let it go and let it reseed. But these are two very fun things to grow in the garden. Kind of different, kind of fun talking points, and just super easy to do.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.